So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Bishame Eimim Eimim Man in El Arusas. Bishame holds that Miyun can be performed only while she is in Arusa. Ubisilo Eimim, Arusas in the Suas. Bishame holds that Miyun can be performed even when she is in the Suah. The Gemara offers four explanations of the Machlekes. Rabbi Huda Mishmul says that Bishame hold Ein Meman in the Suas, Lefisha Ein Tanai Benisuan. Rashi explains, the Fila Havale Tanah Bishas Kedushin. The halacha is that if one incorporated a stipulation into Kedushin and then performed Nisuin, since there is Chibas Bia, he certainly nullified the Tanai. Therefore, the marriage is unconditionally effective and she is now an Eish HaSish. Now, if he would allow a Nisua to do Miun, in which the marriage terminates without a get, people might think that her marriage was terminated because of a Tanai. Therefore, ein meman in nisuis. This gezer also applies to nisuin of chuppah, lefisha ein tanai b'chuppah, because there is a chibas chuppah. Vas lememir yesh tanai b'chuppah, people will mistake miun for tanai. Although this gezer does not apply to nisuin of masr av l'shluchei abal, because there is no chibah yet, nevertheless, leplug rabban. Acham did not differentiate, and there is no miun in all forms of nisuin. They still disagree and say, meman in nisuis. Because Medayadi the Nisua Ketana, Drabbanan, and all are aware that a Ketana is only married Midrabbanan, and her marriage can be annulled through Mian. They will not mistake it for a Tanai. Rabbi Rabbi Yisuf de Amr Tavayu, Tamay de Bishamai Lefisha Eno de Isa Bilasa Bilaznos. Bishamai say, Imaman in Nisuais, because the Takan's Chacham that a Ketana without a father can marry Midrabbanan is to protect her from Minhagi Hafker. Now, when she terminates her marriage retroactively through Miyun, the bia of her husband is considered a bia znus. Since a person objects to performing bia znus, mimani v'lei nasvi, people will initially refrain from marrying a katana, and the takan slacham won't be accomplished, therefore a miman in nisuis. This reason also applies to nisuin of chuppah, because lo nicha lei d'tahav a chuppah d'isura, a person objects to performing a chuppah which anticipates a bia znus. Although this reason does not apply to the nisuin of masra avla shlucha abal, loy plug rabbanan. They still disagree and say that Miman and Nisuis because Kivin de Ike Kedushin Viksuba, La Asulameima de Bilasa Bilasnus. Since Nisua Ketan is accomplished through Kedushin and Kesuba, it is not considered a Biasnus. Papa Amr, Taima de Bisham Ubisil Mishum Peri. The reason for both Bisham Ubisil is because of the fruits which a husband receives from his wife's Nichse Meluk. Bisham, I say, E Miman and Nisuis. De Iamit Nisua Timain. He will eat the fruits recklessly, thereby ruining her nichsi meluk because of the likelihood of miyun. This reason is applicable to all forms of nisuin. Bessel disagree and say that meman and nisuin is mishum peri. Kivin de amrit temoin, since she can perform miyun and terminate the marriage, ashbuch mishabeach lahu, he will toil to improve her nichsi meluk, savar di loi aitzi lo kariveu mafkila minei, out of concern that her relatives will convince her to perform miyun. Rava Amar, Taimi de Bishamai, She'en odem tiriach besuda mafsida. When she terminates her marriage retroactively through miyun, the initial wedding feast will have gone to waste. Since a person objects to preparing a meal that will go to waste, miman nivloi nasvi, he will initially refrain from marrying a ketana and that their kanz chama won't be accomplished. This reason is applicable to all forms of nisun. Bessel disagree and say that miman in nisuis, Tarvayu nichlehu. Both the husband and wife are willing to perform an indefinite marriage, kiven de lepik alayu called ishus, so that they are considered married. The Mishnah continues, Bishamu imrim bebal. Bishamu says that she can only perform miyun to her husband. V'loi b'yavam. If her husband died and she fell for yibim, she cannot perform miyun to the yavam. Bishal imrim bebal ubiyavam. Bishal disagree and say that she can perform miyun to both her husband and the yavam. Rabbeisha explains that Beis Hill is referring to where the Yavim gave Mimer. Mima'enis limamore. The mean is effective in removing the Mimer of the Yavim because Mimer duhu ka'avid matzia akra ve'enet zrichaget. Mimer which is created by the Yavim can be removed through Mian and she does not require a get. However, ve'enim ma'enis lizikasle. The Mian is not effective in removing the Zika because Zika derachmana rama Allah le matzia akra ve'tzricha chalitza. Zika, which is created by Hashem, cannot be removed by miyun, and she requires chalitza. Ula disagrees and says, "Mema'enes afla zikasa." The miyun is also effective in removing the zika because nisui kamoi ka'akra. The miyun to the yavam essentially annuls her initial marriage, which was created by her husband, and as a result, there is no zika. Therefore, ein tzricha get v'chalitza. The Gemara continues. Rav says in the case of multiple yavamim, miyano bezeh asur lezeh. If the yavam perform miyun to one yavam, she is disqualified for even with the remaining brothers. Mi did have a balas get. Balas I get lav kiven di itzro lelachad itzro lehulakulu achanam eloishna. Just as when the yavam receives a get from one yavam, she is disqualified to all brothers, so to miyun to one disqualifies her to all. Shmuel disagrees and says, miyano bezeh mutaris lezeh. If the yavam perform miyun to one yavam, she is still eligible to the remaining brothers. The loy dami lebalas haget. Miyun is not comparable to get because balas haget, hu de ka'ovid ba, the get is initiated by the yavam. Therefore, midrabanan, we say, kimin shle banu shub lo yivna. However, miyun, hi ka'avda be, the miyun is initiated by the yavama. De amro loy re'ina bach, v'loy tzvina bach, ha b'chavach re'ina, in which she only opposed yivam with this particular yavam, but she still agrees to Yibam with the other brothers. Therefore, Kibin Shalei Banu Shuv LeYivna is not applicable. Rav Asi offers a third opinion. Miyano Bazeh Muteris Afilo Loi. If the Yavam perform Miyun to one Yavam, she's still eligible to Yibam even with this Yavam. De Ein Miyun L'chatzi Zika. Since she performed Miyun only to one brother, it is not effective to remove a partial Zika. However, in the case of Chad Yavam, she is Asur Loi because Yesh miyun the kula zika. The Mishnah continues. Bishamai emrim befanav. Bishamai say that she can only perform miyun in her husband's presence. Ubeisel emrim befanav vishalei befanav. Beisel disagree and say that she performs miyun even in his absence. Bishamai emrim bebezdin. Bishamai say that she can only perform miyun before a bezdin. Ubeisel emrim bebezdin vishalei bebezdin. Beisel disagree and say that she can perform miyun even outside bezdin. The Gemara explains that Beis Hillel agree with the ruling of the Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin, Hachalitza v'me'un b'shloisha, and as a Brisa explicitly states, Ve'elu ve'elu moedim sh'tzarach shloisha. Shloi be'bezin merely means d'loi be'inan mumchin ava shloisha be'inan. There is another opinion, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda v'belazim Rabbi Shimon machshirim b'shnayim. Min can be performed before two people, and Tosis adds, Hu adin b'chad, el sh'tzarach le'edis sh'miyana. Miyun can actually be performed even before one person. However, two people can then serve as witnesses that she performed miyun. The Mishnah continues, Amr lehem b'sila b'shamay. Mima enes v'katana afila daud v'hei paham. B'sila hold that a katana can perform miyun even four or five times. Amr lehem b'shamay, ein b'nais yisrael hefker. B'shamay disagree and say that a Jewish girl is not hefker. Ela mima enes u'mam tenes at shetagdol v'timoin v'tinasi. She can only perform miyun once, but she may not marry midrabanan until she becomes a gedayla, and she may then marry midrash.